Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to Sedona Spotlight, where each week my co-host Darielle Archer or I feature teachers, healers, visionaries, and other notables in their field right here from mystical, magical Sedona, Arizona. Sedona Spotlight is here to shine its light on you so anyone, anywhere, or anytime can experience the amazing energies emanating from the sacred red rocks of Sedona, Arizona. You can also lighten up live from Seattle and vicinity every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. on the dial, or listen live online from anywhere in the world you may happen to be at 12:30 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time by clicking the Listen Live link at SedonaSpotlight.com. Well, today I'm really happy to have Don Curtis back to talk about holiday recipes and treats and traditions. And Don is the chef and owner with his wife of Volterra Restaurant in Kirkland, which is a lovely, lovely spot. And I've had him on several times before with the Natural Choice Network, and I'm having him back on now that we're Sedona Spotlight, because he's also entered our mission and is kind of helping us too with the clean water for the Hopis. So I also have Leon McLaughlin on to talk about an upcoming event. So we're just going to start with a quick update on what's going on with our clean water mission, and then Don and I will talk food. Welcome to the show, Don.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and welcome, Leon.
Thank you. Thank you, Martha. Glad to be on.
Yeah, so Leon, quickly update us with how you connected with Don and what you have planned.
Basically, a friend of mine had recommended me to come to Volterra's. We were doing fundraisers in Kirkland. And a friend, Lisa Aries, who's a singer, had told me, she said, yeah, I got a friend, Don, you should talk to him about maybe doing a fundraiser music auction there. And maybe we can perform for one of your events. And I said, yeah, that'll be great. And she took me over there. I met Don and we started talking. And he was so nice to say, yeah, I think that would be great, and we would like to get involved. He's seen the videos that I had seen him on the past events that we had did, and some of the water projects that we had performed in over 35 different countries. And I told him about our latest project with the Hopi Navajo in Peru, and we decided to have an event there and actually have Lisa and Dean back home perform at that event, which was totally amazing to get the artists together, to get the community together. And then the Kirkland Chamber of Commerce, Beth Gale, we had a meeting at Volterra's, and they were gonna put some things together for us to get involved. And that's how we did it. Everybody like working together works. And now we're gonna have the event on November the 20th. From 1 to 4 at Volterra's Restaurant, downtown Kirkland, for this wonderful event to provide water and purchase water units. It's going to be an auction. We got amazing artists, Leo, who's from Mexico, young guy, and he's an unbelievable artist. So we have him involved also. We're going to have artwork there, the auction, the music, great food. It's going to be a fun event. And the funds will go for the Hopi Navajo in Mexico, Peru, and children around the world.
Yeah. And Don, why don't you tell us a little about your restaurant and how long you've been there? It is a beautiful spot. And I know it's a favorite for all the locals there as well.
Well, Volterra, we started in 2005 in Ballard, but we opened our Kirkland location in 2012. So we've been there for 10 years. We're only open for dinner, but we do have a very lively happy hour from 4 to 6. And, you know, with getting together with Leon and this, you know, something very important to me is children, you know, and the Water for Children project is a great project. And water is life, you know, so I think water is the best way of charity that you could possibly imagine, because it's going to give somebody health and life.
Yeah, and we really appreciate it, because I know it was always a struggle finding somewhere, you know, someplace to host these events. And we really appreciate it so much, you know, that you're willing to do this and open up your restaurant for an event like this. And speaking of water, you're just right down there, just steps from the waterfront in Kirkland, right?
Yeah, right down from Marina Park, you know, about a block, about two blocks probably from the water. You know, summertime gives it a quite a bit of a different vibe with all the beachgoers. And but, you know, now that we're settling into some of the winter days, you know, we have a lot of the local people, which also are very huge supporters of Leon and the Clean Water Foundation. So it's kind of a no brainer for us. You know, we're going to have a good time from 1 to 4 on a Sunday, and it should be a great event.
Yeah, and we started with all the, you know, when the Natural Choice Network, you know, we kind of was the inception of all of this, Leon, as you know, and we've been hosting events in the Seattle area all along. And now that I'm here in Sedona, you know, it's I want to put a spotlight on what's still happening there that's going to help folks over here. And so we like to highlight and talk about everybody who's supporting the mission, especially on the Hopi and Navajo reservations, because, you know, the average age, you know, expectancy is only like 45 years old. Their water is so polluted, and their aquifer was run dry by Peabody Mining. And the water that's there has arsenic-3, you know, uranium. I mean, it's pretty dire situation out there. And so I know it's been wonderful that, you know, Leon works and does projects all over the world, but he's definitely focused a lot of his attention on what's going on here on the Hopi Reservation as well, because they are the sacred wisdom keepers. And what a great way to start to kind of help righting some of the wrongs that have done, especially on such sacred land there. And so thank you so much. Leon, any quick update on the what's happening, or why don't you tell them what you're doing in Mexico too, because there's problems all over the world still going on.
Yeah, now our focus, basically our latest projects, is in Mexico. We delivered some water units over there. We're planning on going to Mexico. This fundraiser will be for the Hopi, Mexico, Peru. We're doing that prophecy of the condor and eagle.
Yeah.
That's coming together. They just sent pictures today, which you guys will probably see in Peru, where 200 families, children and their families, now have clean drinking water from our fundraisers that we're doing on this condor eagle project, which is turning out to be a total success. And we're wonderful. Just so gracious and happy to have Don help us, because we really needed, the children needed, for Volterra's restaurant to come in and say, hey, you guys can have an event there. They don't do music, and he's letting us have music there. He's just been awesome. So I would tell everybody, if they get a chance, to come to Volterra's restaurant for the event on the 20th, and the food is absolutely off the chain. So
yeah,
you're gonna get great food. It's gonna be a great event, and yeah, the Don has been great to us. So yeah, that's the latest. And like I said, we got units in Mexico. We're planning on going there also, with Peru that just sent the pictures in today. So everything is going pretty well, and this event will be for the Hopi, Navajo, Peru, and Mexico.
Yeah, well, we've all got a lot to be thankful for, you know, this coming Thanksgiving. And no matter how kind of bleak the world may appear to be, there's really great people doing amazing things all over the world. So thanks for joining us, Leon. I'm going to go back to Don now. We're going to talk turkey.
Thank you. All righty, guys. Take care and have a great one. And thank you again, Don. And thank you, Martha.
All thank right. you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. So, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, so I know we've done holiday shows in the past, and I know that there's so many different food preferences these days between the vegans and the keto and the vegetarians and whatnot too. So while we start by talking turkey real quick, I also wonder, you know, how you at the restaurant and at home kind of navigate all these different palates to make sure everyone has a full Thanksgiving dinner, but not necessarily all on turkey and gravy.
Well, with the restaurant, we're not open actually. Italian restaurants don't really have a big following on Thanksgiving, but at home, or you know, for a general tip about Thanksgiving, you know, the turkey is the standard fare. I guess one of the things that comes to mind for me is the timing of all the side dishes when you're making that turkey.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of want to make those side dishes almost ready before the, you know, or have the turkey resting, you know, and then, you know, slice it just when everything's ready. Timing is one of the biggest things of the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
But on, you know, there are absolutely a plethora of vegetarian things, gluten-free things, you know, dairy-free things that can be made. And, you know, in the restaurant, we have, you know, taken the, you know, we put a plant-based section on the menu. We also have a gluten-free option for every pasta. We suggest spaghetti squash, roasted spaghetti squash as a substitute for gluten-free. It's a great vegetable and it really tastes delicious, you know, especially with the bolognese. It tastes delicious pretty much with any of the sauces that we have.
Yeah, and it also goes well with turkey.
Exactly. And the thing is that, you know, you want to get, you know, if you can, it's hard to do, try to get a fresh turkey, but then use, you know, raw food ingredients and cut them. You know, don't buy prepared things that, you know, that you have to. There's a lot of salt in them. There's a lot of different preservative type of things. So the best way to make things is take a little time, make less dishes if you have to, if you don't have the time to do it. Just make them from, you know, raw ingredients.
Yeah. And it's nice when, if you have people coming to Thanksgiving to like kind of dole some of those things out. I know things like the pies and stuffing can be done like the day before. What are your suggestions on the dishes that can be prepared the day before to free it up and just heat it up, free you up with more time on the big day and free you up and can be reheated pretty easy?
Well, that's basically what I would suggest is making things that you know, if you're going to bring a dish, worst thing that ever happens is you show up, it's like a half an hour before dinner and they're like, oh, I got to put my dish in the oven for an hour and 15 minutes. So it's done. And it's delayed the whole dinner, the turkey's dry. Nobody has that much space. So they're cooking their last minute things. So, you know, you can make the yams. One of my personal favorites actually taken off is the green bean casserole with the onions on top. Basically, I like to, you know, just make a porcini cream sauce with mascarpone and then toss the meat and then top it with the frizzled shallots or onions. And that just kind of reminds me of that dish that we had when we were kids that we couldn't get enough of, but we only had it on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. Can you share that recipe by any chance?
Sure. I would just, you know, use French beans, blanch the beans, and then start in a saute pan with a little mushrooms. And then, you know, I like to put a little marsala to deglaze that and then add cream and then, you know, tighten it up with a little mascarpone. And if you want to put it in a casserole, which is great, you know, leave it a little loose if you're going to bake it again so that it doesn't get too, you know, too thick. And then, you know, fry your onions beforehand and just sprinkle them on top and you're good to go.
Yeah. Yum. Yum. Well, and I know that would, you know, if you're going to narrow down kind of the scope of the entrees and the sides that you're going to have, that brings the creaminess in too. So instead of doing the creamed spinach, you know, you can kind of
have the cream spinach
have more creamy beans, but do you have a good cream spinach tips too?
Well, I would basically make that again, you know, blanch your spinach, you know, use the whatever you're going to use to tighten it with the cream and the, you know, make that ahead of time and then just heat it up in the oven. I think it pretty much withstands as long as you don't over blanch the spinach. I think you can heat that up and it should be relatively quick.
Yeah. I know sometimes I'm known to kind of the last minute because the gravy is the hardest, you know, for me to time. I mean, because the turkey's got to be out, everything else is going and it's kind of a time intensive process. So are there other ways to make gravy ahead of time if you're doing it yourself? Or my default is Whole Foods gravy.
Well, I'm sure Whole Foods gravy, I've had it actually, is very good.
I know.
Well, you can basically, what I would suggest, if you want, if you're worried about that, while you're basting the turkey, suck off a little of that the oil, the grease that comes from the bottom, and then put it in your saucepan, thicken that up with a little bit of make a little roux out of it, and then add your stock. You know, you can buy turkey stock or chicken stock, but turkey's a little bit better. And then basically heat it up and thin it out with a little cream, or if you don't want to put cream in there, then just leave it the way it is. Adding the gizzards also gives it some great flavor. People don't usually like that, but the neck and the gizzards are great for the gravy.
As long as none of the kids see that happening.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember seeing my mom do that once, and it's like, no, tell me no.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not a big, I like the gizzards, but I like to do the dressing without the gizzards. And the gravy, though, it can be whatever. Mashed potatoes is something that you can do, at the last minute, but I would do it and have them finished about a half an hour before you plan on serving, just so that they can marry together, and then they're keeping them warm. So you can just scoop them out or put them in a bowl on the table, whatever you want to do.
I usually do my potatoes midday. And then I just, put them in like one of those little Dutch ovens, something that has a nice, ceramic with a lid on it. And a lot of those are pretty too, those little small ceramic ovens. Yeah. And so I, put that in the oven, and it goes basically straight to the buffet, and it works great.
Well, now that, that I'm a little older, I think I've changed my philosophy. That's still a good philosophy. Just enough potatoes to hold the butter and cream together.
Yeah. exactly. Well, I also want to, there's some kind of, I love the twist that you had, and I wanted to ask you about, new twists on old favorites. And I just love what, your twist on the spinach and the green beans, and adding some Italian flair. What are some other Italian flairs that you may do at home for the Thanksgiving dinners?
Well, one thing that I like to do is take sweet potatoes or yams and kind of give them a little different thing. You kind of layer them in with gorgonzola and the cream. Oof. And that really makes a delicious side dish.
Yeah.
You can leave out the brown sugar at that point.
Yep.
Our family, we were big on the relish tray, so get the best pickles and cornichon and all of the olives and black olives and everything. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, and little things like that, they have a lot of flavor and a lot of punch too. And so that's, as I say, that's always nice to kind of have around, and you can add that twist to just about anything you have on your plate too. Olives go with everything as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, then if you're not doing turkey, some people like to do ham. You know, then you got to bring in the scalloped potatoes.
Yep.
Because that's a great, some family members, when we go to their house, they have both, and their scalloped potatoes are just out of this world, and it really goes well with everything.
Yeah. Well, and as I say, some of the, so many of the side dishes, if they do have some of these twists, or, they're more, they're more filling and everything too. So it makes it a lot nicer for the people that aren't going to be partaking in the turkey to, fill themselves up very, very nicely. And I know even some little things like what I was doing with, especially the pastries, the pies and things like that. There's so many great kind of gluten-free crusts you can get now, and that makes that a little bit easier. I think you can even get the gluten-free crusts frozen, and that makes it really easy, and they're pretty tasty too, and people can enjoy them, everyone can enjoy them, but that's another easy thing to kind of be able to make for vegetarian or gluten-free.
Yeah, it's amazing the gluten-free products that they have come up with in the last 10 years that actually taste good, and you pretty much don't even know they're gluten-free.
Yeah, Yeah, so it kind of makes it easier just do one and no one will tell the difference. And then everybody can eat it. Yeah. What do you think about frying turkeys?
Deep
Have
frying
you done that
turkey,
yet?
it's delicious when it turns and when you do it right, but it's very somewhat dangerous if you ask me. I would make sure you're doing it outside, away from your house. You got 450 or 400 degree oil on top of a burner, and if that somehow splashes, you got a big fire. So I love the flavor of it. I personally, I don't know if I would do it myself. Not like, I couldn't do it or whatever. You have to be very, very careful if you're doing it, though, I would say.
Yeah, that's it's kind of become a tradition for us. Our family, and we're kind of starting it here in Sedona too, because you get a really good safe spot that, yeah, the people operating it that do it all the time. And then we just throw neighbors and say, hey, pick every half hour on the hour, and if you bring it, we'll throw it in our vat, so you're not wasting a whole bunch of oil on
Yeah.
just one. And it's something you can do kind of more early in the evening, and that's used more for, you just do a turkey breast by itself, and that usually goes well for the leftovers, especially if you have a lot of people and everyone wants to take home some turkey and you've already devoured it. It's easy to just kind of slice some of that off, and really easy for sandwiches. And it's kind of become an open house, and then we throw all the vegetables in it too. And then
Oh,
just,
that's great.
yeah. So once the turkeys are done, then we'll get Brussels sprouts and asparagus and broccoli, and I mean just about anything. And I think some other things have been thrown in, like Snickers bars, I think,
Yeah,
or
they have
just,
both that Mariners game.
yeah, or dough or whatnot too. But we just have a big kind of dripping tray out, and just slowly, it's like experiment with all the different vegetables, and then let them kind of drain, and then put them on a paper towel. And then that's an easy thing to just, throw on a sheet and warm it up right before serving too. And so that's kind of a new favorite that we're loving, and it gives people something to do, but then very supervised.
Right. And you do use a smaller turkey in that situation, right? I mean, you don't want to throw a big 25-pound turkey in there. I don't know if you'd fry it to the center before it would get burnt on the outside, right?
And they're harder and harder to find now, the really little ones. So we just say, hey, just the straight turkey breast, and we kind of got it down on the timing. They're all pretty much the same, but that's the stuff you have to kind of go and find early sometimes. And I think that's a good tip for everybody, for especially if you want a fresh turkey, to get on the list. Early, as early as you can, to make sure you'll be on it. Or if you've got a frozen one, to get it early enough, and just bring it home, and just keep it frozen, and then let it slowly defrost beforehand. Because if you wait for the last minute and they have the wrong size, the wrong shape, and it's completely frozen, it's pretty tough to defrost a turkey quickly.
Yeah, and then you're going to make it tough. And then I don't know that it's the greatest thing to be throwing frozen turkey that's going to have juices that in the fryer it may make
Oh,
it
you
bubble.
can't. Yeah, they can't. They have to be completely. They have to be completely. Yeah, so they have to be completely dry. So, do you have some other fun traditions? I know, all of the holidays and whatnot too. They say the things that a lot of people remember the most, are the little traditions. Something that they do every year, whether that tradition is a particular, side or a way of doing grandma's cranberry, no matter what anybody else brings that everybody would miss, it's kind of nice to have that supplemental. But yeah, just some little traditions. Is there anything that you can recommend, or that you've heard other?
Well, we usually, one of my traditions is that you mentioned Brussels sprouts. We do Brussels sprouts, kind of blanch them, and then saute onions and pancetta and lemon zest,
Ooh.
and then
Ooh.
toss them together. And that's a great way of eating them. And then
Yeah.
also you mentioned broccoli, and I like to do that Pugliese style broccoli where you saute the garlic and the chilies, and then toss in the blanched garlic. Or excuse me, blanched broccoli with the olive oil, and top it with a little pecorino, and that's
Oh.
just super tasty.
I'm such a huge fan of pecorino. It's like I never use Parmesan anymore. It's so robust and I just love it.
Yeah, Locatelli Romano is what I've been using lately and it's really good.
Yeah. Well, and really quick, another interesting little tradition that we're starting to do here, because I cook, you know, whole chickens a lot during the year, and I cannot throw away the wishbones ever since, you know, my childhood growing up. And so I have like almost a drawer full of wishbones.
But you never break them?
I've been saving them because I, you know, I don't live where my kids are so much. And I'm like, what can I do with all of these? Because I can't throw them away. And I go, so I'm just going to not only with people go around the table and say what they're great for, they're all going to get to make a wish this year too.
Well, yeah, if you have some from last year, you can all, you know, you can break them out and everybody can make a wish.
Exactly. So tell people how to find your restaurant.
Well, we're in right in downtown Kirkland on 121 Kirkland Avenue, right across from the famous Central Bar. Basically, it's across street is Main Street, Kirkland Avenue and Main Street. Basically, 405 to 85th Street, and take a left on Main Street, and you're right there.
Yeah, and we'll have a link to that, you know, Dawn and the restaurant and the event at sedonaspotlight.com as well. So just go to sedonaspotlight.com, get an archive of the show and all the contact information. We make it really easy that way too. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And thanks again for what you're doing to help with the clean water mission.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's a great cause.
Okay. And thanks to all the listeners for tuning in and turning up the lights, because we can all be spotlights helping to create a brighter world and better future for everyone, anywhere, and anytime. So shine on, everybody, and have a truly magical day.